Check 1 2, check 1 2 3. Hey, my name's Fu, and you're listening to this on a website called Jekko, JEKKO.com, where I'm a professional party crasher. I go to about every party in Pittsburgh, and then I also go to tech conferences outside of Pittsburgh where I talk on social media, how to build businesses, lean startups, and whatever. So in this interview, or I guess in this like kind of me talking to you, I want to give you a sense of the downtown gallery crawl in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for July. Every 2-3 months they have this gallery crawl, and they do kind of like amazing things. This is Cultural Trust, which is this nonprofit that has a lot of property downtown, and they need something to put in it as they develop it. So let's get started. So if you can hear that, I actually have a paper that tells me what we're looking at today. This is completely new. First of all, if you're going to this thing, go to Space. Space is the highlighted gallery. It does the most bold stuff because they have windows that are taking up the entirety of it. You know, it's right by a bus stop. You're gonna see what's inside. And what's inside this time was John Reigert. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But in 2015, February, they went to 250 artists and they said, paint this guy, this John. And everyone did. And this is the big showcase. Probably one of the better photos that I took of this one fellow just, you know, looking at him, all the different forms that people have looked at. The next one's kind of like over at the American Society of Media Photographers. It's a very long name. You get some fantastic photos from Terry Clark, Mark Simpson, and one of them that really stood out to me is Shelley Lipton. And if you notice the photos on this page, I never try to replicate the photos. I always try to have shadows, people in front, all that, because I want to respect the artist and the copyright. And it, for you, is a good reason to go down and actually see the damn show. That's kind of how I bounce there. And then you go to the next one, which ends up being Wood Street Galleries. Now, Wood Street, I've been extremely hard on the last 6 to 8 months. And it's because they've gotten a lot of these artists that, you know, buy projectors and they project against the wall and they don't have a lot of creativity with it. In fact, it's just become stagnant, stale, boring, and just, look, if I want to play Game of Thrones on the wall and call it art, that's cool. It's just not my art. So essentially, this one is a little bit different. You know, the way they had set it up, the way that it kind of draws you in, a lot of it's reminiscent to 2001 Space Odyssey. I'm going to screw up their names, but it looks to be Pele Mele, Olivier Ratzi, in a few others. So these are the US premieres. I'll link their real names and everything on the website. And it's just very captivating. You know, this is a definite win for Wood Street Galleries, and they definitely needed this because, you know, we have physically been bored. Next up, and chronologically, and kind of where I was bouncing around that night, which is really great because I get to see people like you and have very quick conversations. I saw my friend Jasmine. She does this wonderful music festival called Make Music Pittsburgh, where she gets a blanket license and allows anyone in Pittsburgh to make. So we'd caught up on everything. So at 7:07, there was Forever Overhead by Caroline Record. And once again, I just talked about bad projections. This one was not it. You know, they had some 2-3-dimensional stuff and it kind of popped. It was hard to photograph. It's even harder to say, but I can say that this one, you could see there was a lot of thought, a lot of effort put into the photos, put into the renderings that she was putting on the screen. And she was really interested in talking to you. So if you show up, she's going to explain the art. She's going to do everything that, you know, you'd want an artist too, and you can make that personal connection. Now, I'd kind of gone over to the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. I wasn't quite impressed by that. However, the next one ended up being over at Future Tenant. Now, Future Tenant's kind of run by a lot of grad students over at CMU and other places. And this time, they had this artist who was showcasing this old art, this old art center in Cuba. And he had gone down and everyone was trying to show how we could redo it, how we could remake it, resculpt it. And this is, you know, once again, one of the first times you're going to have a, like, look at Cuba, look into this architecture, and look into just someone's world you haven't seen before. So that's Future Tenant. It was curated by Paul Hayes over at AIA, and it was called In Completion, In Transition, Redevelopment of Cuba's National Schools of the Art. Lastly, and definitely the one I want to point out because it was artistic in another way, are these like landscape photographs of, I think it's James Van Sweden or Om Van Sweden. And the thing was called like the New American Garden, and it was presented by the Cultural Trust and the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. Now, the Parks Conservancy and the Cultural Trust, this almost sounds, you know, like I need to put a disclaimer, like this is their gallery crawl. They are totally going to be, you know, pushing this, but they didn't. And the photos to me were good photos, but here was the kicker. Everything was laid out nearly perfectly. This is one of the few times that you can see the art in the gallery curation. The way that the photos are larger than 8x10 or like 13x19, the way that people just kind of look at them. And when you go into an art gallery, and I've been into so many, and it's looking for this, like, you just see it on the walls, like, oh, I get it, you didn't putty in from last show, or you didn't paint over it, or nothing seems to fit. It's just like a hodgepodge of like artists throwing it in. And this gallery has committed that sin before, but this time everything just plays like a perfect chord. You know, the photos are uninhibited by the surroundings that they have. And I definitely recommend checking it out just for that. Anyway, there's tons of other stuff. I can't go to it all. Later that night, I went to the Pittsburgh Bicentennial Bash. I also went to the Cultural Trust Cosmopolitan. This was a big night for them. And in the morning, there was a big parade, but I could not go to it. I'm sorry, I only have so many hours in the day. You know, here I am doing audio so I can communicate with you better. And I hope you find this intriguing. I hope that, you know, this is somehow going to help either your art, if you're one of the artists, if you're just a spectator, I hope it guides you in the right place. If you can and you like this and you stayed through all 8 minutes, please like me on Facebook, find me at Jekko, find me on I Was Around on Twitter, but let's be friends. And if you see me out at a conference or just taking photos, stop me and tell me one hell of a story. You know, I'm always down to listen.